Rise Up Country. Coming up, Rodney Adkins is going to tell us something that he's most proud of that he's passed on to his children. Plus, a brand new single from Rodney and his son, Elijah.
If you've got a message of hope, dial 844-717-7774. Rise up.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. Each week, I so look forward to spending this 30 minutes with you as we look into the Word of God. I believe that the Word of God is the strength of our lives today because it's anointed by the power of His Holy Spirit. And where there's Spirit is, there is life. And God through His Spirit, and that's why we spend so much time in the Word, because it's living and it's active and it's powerful. I like to think of that when I take in the Word and when I study it and I say, oh God, what do you want to speak to me today? What does your truth, where do you want me to understand a truth, the wisdom of God, pure and peaceable wisdom, the truth that sets people free? And I'm so thankful to so many that each week join us. And often I will call you friends because I believe that after these consistent years of building relationships with the radio ministry especially, that we have connected with so many people. And I believe this, that the reward will only be witnessed in heaven. What God's done and the way that He has encouraged people, the way that He has built your faith and equipped you to be men and women that seek first His kingdom. There's a verse that's been going over and over. Before I want to preach, I'm going to share this morning from Romans chapter 8. But I just want to share with you this verse from Matthew. And it says, Jesus says this, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these other things will be added to your life. When you and I seek his kingdom and his righteousness, it sets us in alignment with his will. And when we are set in alignment with will and His will, and we invite, He said, I'm going to add all these other things to your life because they're going to be right in right order. And I just believe that that's going to resonate with someone today, that you're setting some priorities in your life that you're saying, that's just wrong. That's not the way I'm called to live or the way I'm called to respond. But God's speaking to you. He said, don't seek me and you will find me. Call on me. And I will show you the great and the mighty things that you don't know, that you have no idea of, the plans and the promises that God has for your life. We're looking ahead this summer to our camps. Our camps will start just in a couple weeks, and we have already had so many kids signed up, far more than we've ever had before. Those camps will be packed with kids that we are going to teach that God loves them, that God's created them, that God has a purpose for their life, and that they can have relationship with Him. And in doing so, it will give them the direction, the wisdom that they need to live a life that's filled with His presence and experiencing His promises. And so we have so many kids that are coming. And I get parents that say, we can't, even today I was getting a text from someone that says, my daughters want to come to camp, but we cannot afford. We do camp so reasonable, $85 for kids' camps and junior camps, and then it's, I believe, $105 for our high school camp. But even at that, and so what we do is we have people that come alongside because God changes lives at camps. I just read a testimony of a young lady. She's now in her early 20s. And she was a part of our camps when she was a little girl. And then she kind of fell away from her faith. And she really articulates so well the life, the path that she has taken, and just the absolute pain of it, but then constantly be reminded of the promises of Christ. And so now she has done a complete 180 and is back following Christ. And not only that, but she is doing things on social media that are really Testimony Tuesdays, and taking young ladies that have a wonderful testimony of the presence and the power of God in their life and sharing them on social media. I'm just so encouraged by these things again and again. And those of you that join with us and partner with us financially, I just tell you today that I'm so grateful, so absolutely grateful that you give us through your obedience and your generosity the ability to reach out to so many places and to do what Christ has called us to do. We're looking at expanding our radio ministry, and so if God places that on your heart, we would love for you to connect with us financially so that we can really see that take place. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about that title. Really, it was a song that was released in 1980 by Johnny Lee, and it says this: looking for love in all the wrong places. We just take that one word wrong and we interchanged it with the word right. And we have been studying looking for love in all the right places. And remember, a couple weeks ago, we looked into 1 John and it told us again and again, God is love. God is love. The very essence of who God is love. And it's his very nature. And so he invites us to embrace that love that pushes back fear. Perfect love drives out all fear. This morning I want to take us to Romans chapter 8, and there's four questions that Paul asks in this. And then he says, what shall separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? And so I'd like us to take some time this morning and focus on that question. What has the ability, and Paul is emphatic with his declaration that nothing has the ability. The subtitle in my Bible says the everlasting love, God's everlasting love. Think of that. It's like a lifetime warranty. Maybe you've heard about a lifetime warranty, that you have received a promise that no matter how long you live, this product is going to continue to function the way it was created. And many times that we have been very disappointed with these lifetime warranties. When Paul declares about the love of God, it's the everlasting love. That means it knows no limits, it knows no boundaries. It's the eternal love of God. See, and that's where we're called, is to step out of this temporal love, this self-seeking love, this you meet my needs love, you complete me love, into this eternal love that's called when Christ laid down his life. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Jesus was giving us that perfect example of what love is. Love is in a place of sacrifice and serving, and it's an everlasting, eternal love. And so that when you step into that love, all of a sudden, it pushes back fear because it's that everlasting, that pure love. And I believe that this morning, Christ is calling you to encounter that love. He's calling you to experience that love that is not based in this temporal world, but it's based in him. Earlier in chapter 8, he says this entire creation, the whole creation, is groaning together with pains like childbirth. He's saying that we see this and we know that that volume is increasing of the groans of the creation of this world. And we can see it with all of the things that are taking place. Jesus said that when you see these things happening, men's hearts will fail them for fear. But when we trust the everlasting God, even in the midst where you hear that volume increasing of all the calamity and all the things that are happening in our world, these wars and these things, we understand that that's that perfect love that we base our life on, that we anchor our life to, that love that loves us not based on who we are, where we've come from, but based on that we have been created in the very image of God. And when we experience Christ, we walk into the freedom. So he starts in verse, he says this, the first question is in verse 31 of chapter 8. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously, I love that word, graciously give us all things? Second question, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died, more than that, who raised, who is at the right hand of God, who is indeed is interceding for us. Third question, who shall separate us from this love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness, danger or sword? As it's written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We were regarded, he's quoting from Psalms, we're regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, he disagrees. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. He makes that declaration twice, that nothing has the ability to separate us from the love of God that's found in Jesus Christ. Oh, today, that just encourages me so much, that nothing can stop his love, nothing can separate me from his love, that I can experience relationship with him that gives me a sense of peace and joy that only comes through him. So we read this. What then shall we say to these things? And Paul is really asking this question because he already knows the answer. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for you, and he is today, don't ever believe that God is against you. Unless you are in a place where you walk in complete and total rebellion, where you are just controlled by evil, when you understand and know that God is for you and that his love is compelling you, his love is drawing you, and that then nothing, when you step into that, you step into that confidence that he's with me and he's for me. He says this, and he uses this as an illustration here. Think of this. He declares, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not graciously give us all things? He is saying this, that when we come with that understanding that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has been paid the penalty of my sin, and then I understand that because Christ says it's finished, I am not finished. Several months ago, I preached that message. We put it on magnets that we sent home. It's finished, I am not. In Christ, you are not finished. I begin to think about this. How many days do we have left? And in this last few weeks, I have been thinking about that as I heard of an accident that claimed the life of a man. And how many days do we have left? But if we know Christ, we become one with him and eternal. And then we can look ahead with a hope. And that's what Paul's saying here. If you do not know Christ, then you cannot look ahead with hope. Because all that this world has to offer is just temporary. And there's nothing eternal about it. There's nothing of long-lasting satisfaction or peace that you can find in it. And he says this, that God demonstrated, think of this, that God demonstrated his own love to us, that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. What a demonstration of the love of God that has been made known to us, that's been manifest to you and I. And we have an opportunity to either embrace that love or to reject it. I've met many people that reject that love and they believe that they're too far gone. If that's you today, that's a lie from hell and there's no truth in it because it's contrary to who Christ is. It's contrary to what the Word says. He has a plan for your life. He has a hope for your life. And it's wrapped up through the demonstration of his love through Jesus Christ. He goes on and he says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns? Think of that. People want to condemn others. They want to judge others. But when you're in Christ, you're forgiven in Christ. Your penalty has been paid. The decree of the sentence that was against you has been pardoned, and you have a right. That's why Paul says, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I've been free from that condemnation, and I can walk in the liberty. So I realize that nothing can stop or separate. And he goes on to say that it's Christ who died, and more than that, not only died, but is raised, who is at the right hand, who is interceding for us, who is at the right hand of God interceding for us. That's the demonstration of the very nature of who Christ is. He is our advocate. He goes on our behalf to the Father. I heard a testimony of this man. He's an elderly man now. He was with 9 of his friends. They went to a London crusade that was Billy Graham was preaching there. You can probably in your mind visualize the thousands of people that were in that stadium. And those 10 men went there with an evil plot. He was a young man that had lost his father when he was 7.5 years old. And he was filled with such rage and such anger. He had rejected God and everything about God. And he had went there with a gun that night and this plot that they were going to kill Billy Graham. One of them was going to succeed. And so they planned that at the invitation, that song would sing, "Just As I Am." And then one of them would succeed in killing Billy Graham. He said as he was sitting there listening to Billy Graham preach, he said he looked around and he saw the faces of the people around him. And he couldn't believe how intent they were listening. And so he was looking around and, as I said, those thousands of people in that stadium. And then all of a sudden, behind his shoulder, he heard a voice say this, "George, what are you doing here?" And he thought to himself, "Who knows me here?" And so he turned around and he was in bewilderment and shock. And he looked for somebody that was a familiar face. And he found no one. And then God began to speak to him and began to draw him. He began to take him back to that place of brokenness, the heart of a 7.5-year-old boy. And through the wonderful Spirit of the living God, he began to soften this man's hard heart. And as Billy Graham gave that invitation, he had already begun to weep in the presence. The power of God was there to save and to deliver. See, that's the kingdom, and it's still available today. He can still do that this morning because he longs to do that. Because Christ was interceding at the right hand of the Father for George. I can tell you today that you might feel condemned, you might feel judged and guilty, and certainly that you are, but Christ is coming to set you free. He said he stood to his feet and he didn't walk to that altar. He dropped his gun there in that grass and he took off running, weeping to the altar. 9 of those 10 men gave their lives to Christ that day. Why? Because Christ is interceding for the lost. Christ is calling your name out to the Father. He is not willing that any should perish, but all should experience that wonderful love that you get a gift you didn't deserve. You experience the amazing grace of God so that you can step out of living under the condemnation of hell and that hopeless place that you're in, that place that you're so isolated, so angry. I believe that this morning God's going to release you and set people free. Because the enemy comes to accuse. He comes to destroy your life. I've been studying about that in John. It's his mandate against us to rob and steal and destroy. But Christ declares, I have come that you might have abundant life. Paul goes on to say, what then shall separate all these things? Shall all these things, what can separate me from the love of Christ? Maybe you've been through distress, tribulation. He goes and he lists a whole litany of things that people walk through. And then he makes this declaration in verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth. Think of all of these things that he lists. Nor all anything in all creation has the ability to separate you and I from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. It has no ability. You might be living in this place where you are just searching and seeking that love that would finally fill that deep longing. I mentioned this young lady's testimony that I read just today and how moved I was to read her testimony about searching for love and never finding that and searching in all these wrong places. But then, through the demonstration of the love of God, she came to that place where she began to seek God. If we will seek him, we will find him. What a promise that is. And so I believe that God, by his Holy Spirit, is drawing people right now. I'm witnessing things that I have never witnessed before. The amount of young people. I've heard testimonies from people this week of what's going on. I had a couple stop and see me from Pennsylvania this last week. What God is doing in people's lives that the world has given up and said they're hopeless. They're an addict. They'll never change. And oh, through the power of the promise of God through Jesus Christ, lives are being transformed. Oh, listen to me today. We think this world is without hope. Oh, there is the God of all hope who is intervening right now in people's lives. He's stopping the enemy's plans right now. In a moment, I'm going to pray for you. And if you need Christ, we are going to call out to him and ask him to come and make himself known to you, that his love will surround you and fill your life, and that all of a sudden the fear will go, the depression will go, the attacks of hell will stop. Because it's all possible because of what Jesus Christ has done. See, the demonstration here, it's a demonstration. No weapon formed against you will prosper. That's not my words, that's the word of God. And I stand upon the promises of the word of God, that he will protect my life, that he will provide for my life, and he will do that same for you. But when you recognize that, one of the greatest points of pain in a person's life is rejection. But Christ had never rejected anyone that has come to him. He will not reject you. I heard another testimony of a man this last week. I believe that testimonies are so powerful because they encourage us and they remind us of the miraculous. They remind us of the God who says no one is too far. No one's gone too far. And he comes to redeem us. Isn't that one of the names of the Lord? He's the Redeemer. All these things are trying to stop you and separate you. But today, the love of God is being revealed to your heart and your mind. And don't reject him. The only rejection that will ever take place in that relationship between us and God is us being the ones that will reject him. But he comes, and Christ is interceding right now. And he's calling you out of this place. Oh, as I said, this young lady was looking for love. Today, you're looking for love. And if you come to Christ, you will find a love that knows no limits. An everlasting love that comes with an eternal guarantee that he loves you and he will never push you away. I want to pray for some today. I want to pray that God, by his Spirit, will come and reveal himself to you right now. And even this week, you will experience an encounter with him that will fill you with a peace and a joy that you've never known. Jesus, thank you for men and women. They've been searching in all the wrong places, but today they've come and they're seeking you. They're seeking your love, a love that cannot stop and that will never be separated from. And so would you pour out your love right now into their hearts and their minds? Would you begin to fill them with a sense, God, that you are close to them? Would you push back every lie that they've believed? Even like George, all these lies that he had believed. Today, would you do the miraculous? Would you cleanse people today? Cleanse them from all the lies that have left them in a state of anxiety, depression, addiction, God. Would you stop every plan of hell? And would you enact your will? Your will is so good that you would set people free today, that you would surround them and fill them with your Spirit right now, Lord, that you would heal bodies today, that you would heal relationships, oh God. And so we thank you for this. Lord, you promised us that if we would call, you would answer. Today, would you show people the great, the mighty things, the things that would take and surprise them and shock them because you are working on their behalf, the miracles. Thank you, Jesus. We trust you for this. We ask this in your name. Amen. Well, as I said when we started, it's a joy for me to meet with you each week. And I pray that today, that message that Christ has spoken to your life from his word, that you will anchor to it this week, that it will give you the stability and the strength that you need to face whatever opposition that you're going through. And like Paul said, that you would be more than a conqueror. You would be more than overcomer. You would walk in his victory, because he is in the battle with you and he's called you to that place of victory. We pray for you each week.
You've been listening to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. Our service times are Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 9:30. Please visit our website at cornerstoneup.com or call us at 906-663-4700. Cornerstone Church. Loving God, loving people, serving the world.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
record the country countdown, 'cause I couldn't buy it yet. If we drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress, we'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, three on a tree. Before everything became
headdress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that. Girl, that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that girl. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Saw some. by. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, but she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight, and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road. Tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick when blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd. Yes, and tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for.
goes. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Oh, I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yeah, you got me in the palm.
I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere, and so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to land, and you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long. For you and her, I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. Place to sit somewhere near water.
I'm still writing songs. just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way.
they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM. Park